I could have gone to the transmitter, which is you don't there's a lot of work to do, but you're reading meters and riding controls and stuff like that. So there's no reason at all for me to have to
Would
worry
you
about
have
changing
to keep
occupation.
Going to this doctor?
Periodically, you know.
That's really sounds real good idea. What about the hours, though? If you work days, you really get more sleep.
I'd like to work days with Woody around.
But,
what do you mean? You see Woody more if you work nights.
Well, because during the...
Sure, most fathers don't see their kids because they get home just when they're, you know, they're little.
Yeah, but how can you reconcile working nights and getting up early with a little kid?
Reconcile it? Just the way you do.
You don't seem to understand English, honey.
What?
Suppose you want to get up with a baby, you know, and Robin will have to go to school, then how the hell am I supposed to get any sleep?
Well, you go to bed at night. You don't stay at parties at KQED. And,
all right, you turn this on a bit.
News. 10 o'clock, San Francisco. Rachel and Kenny are now packing up the
What's
car.
That?
And Rachel's drinking coffee.
And Rachel's drinking coffee. And Deborah's eating turkey. And Danny is standing here looking through a board. And Judy is...
Judy won't get her blind.
Got one finger in the mouth and tomato juice all over her face. And Bernie is... I think he's in that little room. And David's getting a glass of water and Robin's sulking because we aren't going to Tahoe. News from San Francisco. Phyllis got married, the neighbor that liked you so much. Judy Job is having a baby. Cindy had her baby. Jackie's gone to on a trip someplace with her baby.
Debbie had her baby.
Sonia and Jim are kaput.
Kaput.
Marital was here when I had my baby.
Marital was here when you had your baby.
Woody is singing. And Rachel took a moving picture of him.
Oh, I hope it comes out.
And we did 1,001 things in San Francisco and had a wonderful time.
Got a card, the card from Maurice and Ethel today.
Oh, yeah.
Today?
Yeah. And heard you were staying there together at Ray's. We wish you was here.
Or there.
Or somewhere.
Kids went to Chinatown last night.
Oh, yeah. And bought all kinds of things. And Rachel and I went to Sausalito. And we spent the afternoon together going up and down the hills. And we had lunch at the trade fair and looked at all the stuff. And Rachel bought me a hair thingamajig. And you a present. And... yeah, and the kids bought me at Chinatown earrings and a bracelet.
And Robbie a purse. And Judy got all these little teeny things.
And don't touch the table, honey, because the mic is sitting on it. I won't touch it. And, and Vonda. Tell them about Vonda.
Oh, this neurotic dog. Vonda's having ducks. This morning.
She's adopted
and
Woody.
Little bears, teddy bears, and poor, she's all confused. She wants to be a mother.
There's too many children around here and she doesn't have any.
You know what I got? Woody.
What? Oh, for Woody.
The cat.
Woody got, Judy got Woody a little cat sound
and this
in a box.
And this Vonda completely.
And this was started Vonda. She wanted another cat.
Twin cats for Vonda. That's what we should get.
In a cow, yeah. A cow's voice stuck in a box. Is that what it is?
A cat.
One's a cat and one's a cow. And
who's that thing?
Hey Rachel, did you bring the map? We might go over.
You got Phillip's letter. This is that flax thing. You fill it with water and hang it by the radiator, and it keeps the water cool because the water evaporates, and it really works. You know, it drags along by the
Everybody in California has one hanging on their car.
But it really works. It's amazing.
Ooh, I don't think this is quite high enough. Turn it up. Don't hit the table, honey.
And well, we'd like to bring Robin back with us, but we don't have Presidio Hill. We had Presidio Hill.
Rachel and I went to a playmaking day at Presidio Hill.
I have those addresses, by the way.
What playmaking day?
Last Saturday when we
went.
At Presidio, it was to show teachers and parents how to work with children in making dramatic things. It was real cute. And we stayed in the afternoon. They had in the morning they had the children do these dramatics, and then in the afternoon the grown ups in the afternoon put on a little play.
What dramatic?
Just any kind of dramatic.
Go get the directions so you know we all
from the school? Dramatics from the school? Some of them were.
Lift what?
There were little kids.
The ladder.
Well, David's doing.
You remember when Ray and I went?
Yes, but I didn't know what it was for.
Oh,
you were very busy.
You and Jossie were very busy.
Well, I knew you were going, but I didn't know what for.
And we had lunch.
It's a beautiful school.
And then we drove all around the city, and then Saturday night, what did we do?
We went to the cellar and the Hungry Eye and
all over North Beach.
Yeah.
And then Sunday.
The Black Cat.
What did we do Sunday day?
Sunday day, we got ready for the party Sunday night, and Candy and Bernie took the kids out for supper and swimming. They went swimming.
Yeah, they went swimming. And we had a party Sunday night. And Michaelis were here, and Phyllis, and
Cindy
and the new baby, and Jimmy, and
Sam.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
A couple of his friends.
And a number of other people. Sonia was all broken out. She couldn't come. And then Monday, what do we do?
Monday, what did we do?
After the party.
We got up.
We went to Sausalito. We went to Station Beach.
No, that was Wednesday, Tuesday. Monday we drove down to the fishing villages in Daly City.
Oh, Princeton. Oh yeah, we went all the way down to Half Moon Bay.
And we took pictures on the beach.
We went to Moss Beach.
Yeah, Mirta wasn't there. There's a little waterfall and a stream.
Yeah.
And we found crabs and hermit crabs and all kinds of things on Moss Beach.
Beautiful
smell.
Yeah. And then Monday night we went out too.
I don't think we did.
I went.
Did we sit here with Kenny?
Mm-mm. No, you and I went to Chinatown Monday night. Kenny stayed home.
It was Tuesday.
Because he went fishing Tuesday.
No, he went fishing Wednesday. I think we stayed home.
But it wasn't
Monday
dark.
Night.
Yes, it
we
was
had fire.
Dark.
And we, you
was
read
it
to
dark
the
dark,
kids.
Was dark, and I think you went to Chinatown
when we went, it was.
With the babies?
No, we went to Fisherman's Wharf when we went with the babies.
Well, then
where did and on Wednesday, we went to Stinson Beach and swam in the ocean. Rachel got sunburned. And David bobbed up and down.
That was Tuesday.
Tuesday, I mean.
Yeah.
And Tuesday night, we went out again.
To Chinatown.
Mommy,
that was when you and I went out shopping at Chinatown.
Mommy, look at I can go both ways.
And we had some to eat and came back. And then Wednesday, the car was tied up. Oh, Wednesday we rode cable cars all over town.
Yeah, with Danny and Mark.
And went to Fisherman's Wharf and fed the seals.
The girls didn't get to ride cable car.
No, the girls didn't.
David did when
we had to come back.
That was the day that you girls wanted to be by yourself.
Remember?
Can't do everything, you know. And
Thursday.
Wednesday night.
We went out to the Hungry Eye with Kenny.
Oh, that's right. We went out real late.
We met Bernie.
And Bernie came. We saw Erwin Corey. I don't know whether Meredith saw him when she was here or not.
And Thursday, Kenny went to the baseball game and...
Oh, Wednesday, Kenny went deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
And Thursday, during the day...
Where?
What did we do during the day Thursday?
We got Mary and she came over.
Oh, yeah, the car was all tied up. Yeah.
Yeah, and the kids walked over to Bergman. Thursday night we went out to dinner with Sam and we ate.
Oh gosh, what a dinner. I wish Meredith was with us then.
God.
And
we met Bernie.
Friday was when Ray and I went to Sausalito. And Friday night we really didn't go out.
No.
We sat and talked about Tahoe.
We did.
Oh yeah, the kids, Kenny, you went to Chinatown, didn't you, with the kids?
I learned, but what do I learn? Someone
loving
to come.
Well, so do I, but...
Oh, well, we can't. Well, there is to it. This breaks.
Every year, and next year Robin will come to our house, and then we'll come here, and we'll
Not next year. Next summer.
That'll be next year. Because at Christmas time...
Next year it's winter.
That's right. At Christmas time, pretty soon it'll be Christmas time, and then the year will change. Oh, this is all messed up.
I'll fix it.
Keeps crossing.
I can fix it.
Okay.
You can do some tricks with it too.
Yeah, that's cute. I like those little things. I know. But there's nothing we can do about Tahoe now.
And you can come by yourself and then...
Well, maybe next year we'll go to Minnesota.
That's and the whole family!
Yeah, that's Oh, sure, the whole family.
Too long.
It's pretty long, that's true. You and Robin had a lot of fun, didn't you?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
You and Judy and Jossie.
Wasn't any fun. We have a lot of fun until now.
Well, you better have a lot of fun right now because you won't get another chance.
Okay.
Next year you won't even be the same.
Yeah, I suppose next year Jossie and Robin will fight.
Think so? Josh will be 9 and Robin will be 11. There'll be more things they can do next year.
Oh.
It won't be just the same.
No. Never is the same.
Everly. Leave this on and get those fellas when they start pounding in.
You'll see it.
Huh?
You'll see it.
Okay.
Well, look. I'm going into the back. Here's Woody. Hi, honey. Hi, baby. Yeah, what'd you say? Hi. What did you say? Want to say hello on the telephone? Here.
He shakes his head.
Oh, Pew, you smell. Say hello. You're just panting.
Did I get anything?
Tilson and company stopper from the Shetlands.
Oh, by God, I hope they're coming. Maybe when we get back, the Shetlands will be there. Robin, can you give me
Daddy? Debbie, personal letter to you.
Read it to me.
Dear folks, I'm sorry for at least the last few weeks.
Not personal.
A couple of times I was really writing letters and I thought you were in California. Then when we got your gift for Gina, I knew you weren't. Then we were about to call when we got your card from Yellowstone. Enough of this, on to bed at time. By this time you are probably there and having a grand reunion. Needless to say, you are best to all of the staffers.
It's the opposite.
I want to let you know what situation we are in and you can drop us a note about how much of it you can go along with. Herman is still not finished with his report. He is trying for the 15th, but is fairly certain he will not finish before the 22nd of August, that is.
By that time or shortly after, he should hear from the people about the job he really and truly is panting for. If he gets that, he will take a week or so of vacation and probably start right in on his new job. He's getting greedy. If he does not get that job, he will stay with the agency as with now and take probably a little more of his vacation, like 1 week away and 1 week at home and the rest of it through the fall. He's decided to stay with the agency. Don't do that!
Why?
Because it's terrible to do.
To do what?
That.
Why?
Did you want me to read this to you?
Yeah.
All right, then sit down and I'll read it to you.
But I don't understand you.
He's talking about jobs. Herman has to change jobs.
That's not why I don't understand.
He's decided to stay with the agency if this other doesn't come through because there are many jobs available, but not many that interest him for long-range possibilities. If he just stays on, he can keep his eyes open and look at his own leisure. Besides that, the mayor's committee is beginning work, and it looks like they will be ready to start functioning next spring. And in many ways, that is the most exciting place of all, and he will then be available to fit in there somewhere. At any rate, we will be ready and available to come to Minnesota around the 22nd. I was right! We don't want to be flopping in the day you arrive home from California. If we can leave here around the 22nd, we'd like to take a few days to get there, camping along the way, so take this into consideration. Don't do that, please. We've got so much to talk about, I can't stand it. We've been going through the most fantastic experience here. We have a couple of couples who are in the process of breaking up, including silent Tom Sheridan and his wife, Thalia, whom you met at our house. He informed her 2 weeks after she had the baby, a son, that he wanted out. Anyway, the details of the whole thing are too much to believe. We feel that we are sitting through a Noel Coward play with a touch of T.S. Eliot. I first thought a Greek tragedy and it all knocked me for a loop, but when all the past details were in, we were able to sit back and watch the present ones take place and the future ones form, and it is unbelievable. I'd like to write it, but I'm certain it wouldn't be bought. No one would believe it. At best, they'd say that one has been played to the ground. I won't go on too long since we will catch up so soon. I'm keeping busy with people and things. I was asked to take the job of Executive Secretary for the Chicago Committee for a Sane Nuclear Policy, which I've been doing for a month or so now, and it's great to feel that you're doing something. The other night there was a meeting featuring George Willoughby, who was on the Golden Rule, and it was a wonderful experience. That's that ship.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of direct action was explored and much enthusiasm was engendered. Now to follow it up with concrete suggestions for people. They obviously all can't get into a catch and sail into the testing area. Again, our best to all of you, and let us know about the dates and what's best for you. Thanks for Gina's gift. She loves it dearly. You must be psychic. Remember the puppet we bought for Gina? Mm-hmm. The three of them
I picked it out.
Yeah. For the three of them, Gina and David and Lisa, have been having a thing about hand puppets lately. Poor Bimbo made the rounds, you can be sure of that. Love to the seven of you. Special love, that is. Write us a note soon. We're hanging by our thumbs. Oh, we'll just get home and they'll come. Oh,
that's what we have to play with anyway.
And Rex, your rabbit will come.
Yeah.
You think so, Debbie? I think you can all bring me Woody.
My dad, next year.
Hi, Woody.
Honey, don't bang me around, please. I just don't like it.
Are you singing, Woody? Singing?
Hi, Woody.
Where's the pillow?
Mama.
Right there.
Sing Mama.
Mama.
You're a good mama sayer.
Oh, I hate to leave your house in such a
That's all right.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
Mama. Bad cake.
That's cake.
Sing, Woody. Sing.
Oh, you just have a nice little cry, honey, because there's just nothing I can do for you.
Hi, Woody.
I mean, maybe you know, these are feelings you just have to have, I guess, and I know.
Mama?
I feel the same way, but I'm not gonna cry.
Where's Rachel, Woody?
Baby.
Rachel.
Do you know where the blue comb is?
No.
Honey, please, Dad. I don't like it. Woody.
Woody's so strong.
Hi, Woody.
Oh, careful.
Woody! I made myself so bad.
Let's get a laugh on him. Woody, go.
Woody,
up in the air.
Woody, go.
Up in the air.
Woody, go.
Up in the air.
Woody, go.
Up in the air.
Go.
Make him go upside down.
Okay, upside down, Woody. Where's Woody? Okay, doll. See the tape recorder, Woody?
Huh?
That's the tape recorder. Say hi. Woody, where's Vonda? 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 Where's Vonda? There's Vonda. Where's Robin? 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 Where's Robin? Where's Robin? Robin. Where's Papa? Papa? Where's Papa?
Papa.
Papa. Where's Papa?
I am so Dada.
Where's Vonda? Vonda? Where's Vonda?
Dada.
Vonda. Rachel? He's saying all his words. He never does this when the tape is on. Abu. Where's Rachel? Rachel? There's Rachel. with Judy. Judy. Hey, Judy. Judy. That's not Dada, that's Judy. Want to go bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Brilliant. Brilliant, child. They're positively brilliant.
How can he perform so good? It's Rachel.
I like his stuff.
Yeah, really good like this. Woody, look at Mama. Look at Mama. Where's Rachel?
How do you make him look?
Don't flirt with Rachel.
Did she disappear? That's what happens when you lose a person's eye.
Woody, go like this. Woody. Go like Robin's going.
Woody.
David didn't bring pants to match.
What?
Ruffalo.
Yeah, his blue pants.
Are you going now?
Ruffalo.
I can.
Okay.
Got a letter from the Shepherds. They're leaving Chicago for the 22nd to come to St. Paul.
Good. Do they know that we're, do they know when we're going to be home?
No, they're hanging by their thumb saying, will you be there?
Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy, sing Robin,
you a diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring turns brown, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, always not gonna sing.
Buy you a billy goat. And
that billy goat will pull. Mama's gonna buy you a cart and bull. And if that cart and bull turns over, Mama's gonna buy you a dog named Rover.
And if that dog named Rover don't bark,
too many things going on now.
That horse and fall down.
Hey Robin, how about playing
do the play?
No, you can't do the play. Why don't you play for Maridel Greensleeves on the recording?
I haven't practiced.
Oh, she heard that anyway.
I know,
but Grandma didn't hear.
And I haven't practiced, and it's not going to sound very good.
Why don't you run out and practice?
Can't they do part of the play?
Oh, me, Ray, could you and David do a little of the
Robin?
Of the some of the words of the play?
Your play.
One on life.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah, it's called The Stage of Life.
The Stage of Life. All the world's a stage and I'm the life.
Why don't...
No, we haven't done it yet.
Go ask David if you can do
go
some...
Go quick ask.
Don't just do the action, just some of the words.
The dialogue. I hope you're not sick next week, Bern.
I won't be sick next week. I can keep Debbie under control.
Debbie? Are you still trying to keep her under control?
Still?
You know what your father always said.
In case we don't get one right away.
You know what your father always said. He said, never break a woman's spirit. Go ahead.
This is a play. The scene opens when the classroom assembles.
Hi, ma'am. Oh, hi, Marianne.
Oh, what's that girl sitting next to you?
Nancy.
Oh, how are you doing, Nancy?
Hi.
What's that boy sitting next to you?
Jen.
How do you do, Jen?
Hi.
Well, the first class is going to be adding the, of two and this number.
Two.
Oh, yeah, two. And then you whip. Witch-a-ma-jigger. you know, cross and the cross that out. No, you know how to do that. Well, anyway, any questions?
What,
Jim? How do you do it?
First, you add the
sum.
Oh yes, sum of two, and this number two,
and you which you know that thing that goes. Oh, you know. Any questions?
Yes, Kathy.
But if it's a strat out of town.
Oh, get to work.
What's the quickest route out of town?
I thought I told you to get these kids to work.
Well, they're working.
Adding the sum of two in. What's more, call it? And rip. Who told you to do this?
She did.
Come on, Ariane.
Woman.
Okay.
Bernie, why don't you move and let him do it here? Because I think it'll be much better.
But, only, you don't have to
really
all over
the accents weren't in there.
I mean, the teacher said, "You're not sure." All right. Let's just stand here. Judy, you're not.
You might cut it a little bit, you know, here and there.
Oh,
it won't matter.
But then this is another one about a substitute.
Hello,
everybody. I am your history teacher for today. Now, first you have to pretend. This is a great big opera house, and I am the master of ceremonies. first I have to put on my first accent. I'll do
that French stuff, Matt!
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, reptiles and geptiles, I stand here before you with my batty mouth to tell you a story I know nothing about. One bright day in the middle of the night, two dead boys decided to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords and shot each other. A deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot those two dead boys. Get to work. Yes, I have a note for your mother. Don't forget to go to the mom's meeting for dads only. Admission fee, 5 cents. Grab a seat, sit on the floor. And they will discuss the Christopher Cucumber sails across the Mississippi River in one hand holding the Declaration of Indigestion and the other hand the banana split.
Just a minute, I'm not sick!
Hey, what's the big idea?
To Meridale, the teacher just kicked the substitute out.
Can we applaud?
Yeah.
Any other?
Yes. The one, another one. You know the one about the little girl and the little boy?
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Okay, here's the television. The television used to be there, too. Okay, okay, we're gonna... I'm a little girl. I'm sitting in front of the television. I just love flowers.
Flowers.
Can I get you flowers? Oh, what beautiful. Bang, bang, bang! Get him! Uh-oh. No. Shouldn't go down that hill. You'll fall.
Just
weekend I had my best suit on and everything. That's what we had for one of our costumes, too.
The little girl is now sitting by the television seat, watching the television. In walks the little boy to sit down beside her.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, come in, come in. Where's that? For you.
Thank you.
Play.
It smells so good. Right. Sit down, sit down.
Shoot it, get him, boy, get him, get him, shoot him, get him, get him.
Don't go down that cliff, you'll get killed.
There was a man, and he asked another man for $2,500 to go to a movie.
Wow!
And the other man said, $2,500 for a movie? What do you need all that for?
Wow!
And the other man said, it's a drive-in movie and they can't get in without a car.
Whoa!
yeah, of course, yeah.
I like you.
Get him, get him, boy! Get him, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, get him, get him, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, get him. Well, there was this boy and there was this girl. And the boy said, of course I'm in love with you, Marianne. I mean, insane with you, Marianne. Only not very much. yeah, of course.
Oh, then I got like you.
Shoot him, boy, shoot him. Hey, what are you going to do? Commit suicide? You might get hurt that way, you know? Oh,
you got
shoot him.
From the, oh, never mind, never mind.
Shoot him, boy, shoot him, shoot him. Shoot him.
You got that from the
paper!
Yeah, I don't like you anymore!
Get him, boy! Get him! Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him!
What?
No, turn on, turn on.
What?
Okay. Well, the all three plays are called The Stage of Life.
Oh,
The Stage of Life. But they were in the wrong order.
Yeah.
The first one was starting early.
That's the one we just did.
No, the first one was supposed to be was the one we just did, starting early. They were both about 2 or 3 years old. The second one, which was the first one about that we did, was The Little Rascal.
That was the one about the... the dumb person who didn't know how to add 2 and 2.
Yeah. And the third one, the name of it was History, which is a crazy name for that play. It was supposed to be a history class, you see. Supposed to be. Well, that is the last one, and it was called History, as I told you. Okay.
Very good, everybody.
I play the recorder.
Yes. Was she here?
Yeah, sure.
Did you practice a little bit? Can you play?
I got
to
practice for a minute.
Okay.
Turn it off.
Well, she practiced.
Thank you.
Robin, you want to say goodbye to Mirabelle?
Okay.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Mirabelle.
Oh, did you hear? Did everyone? Yeah. Can I repeat that, please?
Is that for publication?
I said hello, Mirabelle.
Oh, that was wonderful, honey. Just wonderful.
We're gonna have to pull the plug on you now, honey.
Mirabelle, I hope you come here in September, like you said.
Do or else.
And. We're saying goodbye to Ray and Ken, and the tape isn't filled, but we're going to send it on anyway. Please listen to the tape, re-record over it, and send it back. It's not worth saving, this we know. But this has all been, the whole thing has been recorded in from last night till tonight, and we didn't get a chance to record before. We'll try to send you another tape. After you re-record over this one, we'll send it back again to you.
Okay.
So the kids are anxious to leave. There goes Mark. There goes Kenny. There goes Bernie. There goes Danny. There goes David. And the only people left now are Rachel, Woody, Judy, and Robin, and me. And they're fast going out, too, because Kenny is getting a little bit worried that they're never going to leave.
Quite possible.
So, see you soon, and I hope you enjoy hearing a few voices, and re-record over this and get it back if you get a chance. To Robin, quick, get a sponge. Woody just dumped the thing of water of flowers, and tell Dorothy I'm sorry that we didn't get Ann Label on this, that we'll try to get another small tape and get them over here and send one with them on it, too. So long, Mom, and I write you a letter soon. And thanks so much for the lovely birthday present, especially the necklace from Montana. I have it hanging on the fireplace now beside Rachel's picture, and it looks wonderful. See you soon. So long. Okay, quick, I gotta take this tape off. Shut up, Vonda.
Yeah, Vonda.
Quick now.
Vonda is learning other things, you know. And yesterday, I took Vonda out and I walked away from the real long rope on her collar, and we walked and she ran ahead and she's, I'm getting to be a really good dog and she's real big. Woody's learned a lot, and everybody just has something new to show you when you come.
And if this tape gets over to the Stauffer's house, hello to Dorothy, Wilbur, Patty,
yeah.
Mom and Dad, and Ruth, and Martin. So long, everybody. I'm getting the old wind-up from Bernie. Got to sign off. Hurry up, Robin.
And the song is for Grandma.
The song is for Grandma.
So that I played on the recording.
And we hope that they can come sometime to visit us, too.